This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
Well, Kelsey wants to know what the rest of us already know. Is Justin wasting her time? Yes, child. Plus, Barry reflects on his time of being pulled over because he has to deal with his son dealing with the police. And plus, Jeff is dealing with his first Friendsgiving without Reagan. We're going to talk about all that and more. It's coming up.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
It's a jam. AfterBuzz jam. We get it.
Thank you guys for joining us today. Man, good episode today. Like I said, we're going to talk about a lot. Yeah. Like, we already know what Kelsey, like, we have the answer, Kelsey. We have the answer for you. Ask us.
Yeah.
But we're going to talk about and break down tonight's episode. Plus, we have our news and gossip and our special segment. And I am your host, Elle Marie, and I have my lovely co-host with me here.
Hey, guys. I'm Ashley Marie.
And I'm Katie Thompson.
So, what were you guys' overall thoughts on this episode?
Juicy episode. Mm-hmm. Right? Very juicy. I felt like we got some real emotions and authentic reactions to stuff, like the Jeff issue going on at dinner. So that was a real moment.
Yeah.
Really I can't wait to get into it.
Yeah. Great episode. Great scarf wearing from Jeff. Yeah. I mean, really made my whole week. He just tossed it so much like you would, you know, hair.
Hair flip.
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah. Now, I kind of want to, because the issue with Jeff, like, it's a lot. So I'm like, let's get past the other things, some little things that happened. So we have Justin and Chelsea have date night.
Yeah.
And she's, like, kind of pressing him on, like, working too much. And, you know what I mean? Am I wasting my time? And it's like, how many times are you guys going to have this conversation? You know what I mean? Like, I was watching, being frustrated with her. Mm-hmm. How did you guys feel about that scene?
I think she's waiting for him to be like, no, you're not wasting your time. Mm-hmm. But he's just not saying that.
He's not going to say that. Mm-mm. Okay, so let me break it down because I have some feelings about Miss Kelsey. I did not like the fact that she was pressing him about his work schedule. Mm-hmm. Like, you like the house that you live in, right? You like the lifestyle that you lead. That man needs to work. Mm-hmm. Like, you like to spend. So I'm not saying that she's a spender, but I'm sure you enjoy some luxuries, right? So he needs to work to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. Give him some credit, support him in his career. Is there something that you can do at the office to make it work or make things flow a little bit better? And then give him some credit for trying to incorporate date night in and find some balance. Like, if you want a certain kind of guy, then it comes with a lot of work.
True.
You know what I mean? True. Like, if you want somebody that maybe doesn't work as much, that's fine. Be honest with yourself and find somebody else that kind of maybe just has a 9-to-5 and he can come home and tend to your needs. Mm-hmm. But that's not the kind of man that you have. And I just think it's really unfair for her to, A, ruin date night with all that nagging and complaining. Mm-hmm. And then also, B, put that much pressure on him when he's actually trying.
I had
a big issue with that.
Because, like, he even said with, like, date night, he's like, well, what are we doing right now? Yeah. You know what I mean? Meaning, like, I am making the time right now in this moment. And he's a lawyer. And he was even saying, like, they're about to go into a case. He's in the litigation or delegation or whatever
deposition.
They call it. Yeah, deposition. Mm-hmm. Like, the beginning of a trial or a case. And that's when you have to gather all of your information. That is time consuming. So, like you said, like, maybe, Kelsey, reflect on, like, is this the man for you?
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah.
his career is demanding. This isn't a regular 9-to-5, like you said. Like, you know what I mean? His hours are going to be different. Mm-hmm. And then if you want him to be a successful person, why would you want to distract him when he's at the important part of a case?
I feel like when you date a certain kind of man, you need to be able to, A, not be as needy, mm-hmm. and you have to be independent. You've mm-hmm. got to have your own thing going on, aside from just your regular job.
Yeah.
Like, you got to have your own social circle. You have to have things going on, so that way when you guys come together during date night, you have something to talk about other than nagging. And why don't you help him? Why don't you compile some evidence? Or, you know, just mm-hmm. whatever it is that you can do to help him. Maybe just be his support system at home.
Yeah.
And maybe be that shoulder that he can cry on at home and not come home to nagging and complaining. And why didn't you tell me this? Why did you do this? Why didn't... This is taking too long. I'm not going to... It was just annoying. She annoyed me.
I'm just wondering if there's ever any moments where she's not just bitching at him for stuff. Like, are there any cute moments behind closed doors that we're not seeing? Because all we've seen is her nag him about literally everything under the sun.
Yeah.
I'm annoyed with her. I'm done with it.
And even Justin's starting to feel like, ooh, are we on the same page?
Yeah.
Because, like, within that conversation, because she starts to talk about children and everything, and, like, I don't even want to leave. Like, she doesn't even want to leave the dog, you know, at home and things like that. So it's like, well, first of all, this leads me to another thought I didn't even have initially. But so if you're saying that you don't want to leave the dog, so then therefore when you do have children, you don't want to leave the children. So you might turn into a stay-at-home mom. So then there will be solely only one income.
So he needs to work.
Right. If you think he's busy now.
Yeah.
You know what
I mean? But he needs to work. If you want to be a stay-at-home mom, which it sounds like she wants to be, you can't nag. You can't have it both ways.
And I feel like she only wants it her way. She's not really ever hearing him be like, well, I grew up with a nanny or somebody babysitting me, and I was fine. Like, she's like, well, I don't want that. And it's like, well, you got to meet in the middle sometimes, and I'm not sure that they're ever going to meet in the middle.
No. Yeah, same. Probably not. I just think they're not compatible. Mm-mm. I don't think that... Like I said last week, I said, it seems like Kelsey makes sense on paper to Justin. Mm-hmm. I don't think that I think there's a compatibility issue. And like he kind of prefaced during the next episode, I think there's a control issue. I think she's extremely controlling. And I just don't think they're compatible. They don't see, they don't see life the same way. Mm-hmm. They don't see their future the same way. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. Sometimes you get 3 years into a relationship and realize that. And it's okay to walk away.
And so, like the first season, I know Kelsey brought up, like, a lot of her friends, you know, are married with children. And when you're in the South, like, that is the thing. Like, people hardly date a lot or, like, date around. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, we're together. Boom. Next is marriage. Next is children. Mm-hmm. And she's not really getting that with Justin. And so I feel like she feels that pressure. But at the same time, you can't let everyone else's path dictate your path and where you go. You know what I mean? So you need to take a step back. So I think it's like, it's some of her insecurities, but it's also that she's trying to keep up with everyone. And you can't do that in a relationship.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't even want to have the wine, and she made him get some wine. Like, she's controlling every day.
She's like, no wine.
Right.
Like, it's date night.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. It just didn't seem like a pleasant interaction. Mm-hmm. I kind of felt bad for him. Like, dang, he's probably tired from a long day at work. And not saying that she's not, but who wants to hear all that during date night? Mm-hmm. Like, save that for tomorrow. If you want to press him about the therapy, that's another thing. Why does he need to go to therapy?
Like, maybe he doesn't want to be with her.
Right.
So she's like, you need to figure out why you don't want to be with me.
Something is wrong with your brain because you don't want to be with me. That was
How about you go, sis? Like, to figure out why you're holding on to a man that doesn't want to be held on to.
Well, I mean, she's begging. No guy wants somebody to be like, oh, please.
Yeah. At this point, I'm surprised Justin is still with her.
Mm-hmm. I am, too.
So I'm like, okay, clear. There is something there, because any other man I feel like would be gone. So there's something there.
We ain't seen
it. I don't know. They both need counsel.
I'm going to tell you what the something is. The something is that she looks good on paper. That's the something.
Yeah.
That's bottom line.
Like, she checks all the boxes.
She checks all the boxes, like he said, but that compatibility is not there. Mm-hmm. That emotional and spiritual connection's not there. You can just tell. Like, they don't vibe.
Yeah.
Like, they don't. That energy's not flowing fluidly.
It is not flowing. But we do have a couple whose energy is flowing very well. Mm. We're going to get into them in a moment. But before we do that, let's get a message about our network.
Yeah, absolutely. Ooh. If you're listening on iTunes, go ahead and give us a rating. Leave us a comment.
Five
do a
stars.
Little something on that. Yeah, absolutely. If it's 5 stars, what are you doing? It has to be. If you're on YouTube, go ahead and leave a comment. Make sure to subscribe. And we just thank you so much for listening to AfterBuzz TV. And without you, we wouldn't be up here doing it. So, oh my God, thank you so much. And yeah.
Yeah.
That's my message.
Let's get into Reagan and Reese. Mm-hmm. So, to me, they're like an odd couple. I kind of don't get them.
And I saw a little more today, I feel like.
Yeah, but I still, I don't know. She loves it, but it just, he just seems so goofy and awkward to me. Like, why would you? Mm. But she does. She, like, really loves it. Like, she catches him painting on the walls. Like, yeah. He's a child.
Like he's a toddler. That yes. was hand painting.
I'm thinking.
101.
They're about to paint that nursery. So he was like, oh, well, I'll just mess around and I'll paint the wall.
But she thought it was so cute. I would have been so irritated. Right?
Spelling like, words wrong.
Right? What is happening here?
But I guess you can paint over it. So yeah. It's not that
yeah.
big of a deal.
Yeah. I guess, yeah. Mm-hmm. But they're dealing with, like, planning their wedding. And Reagan is feeling like she doesn't know where Tamika stands, and she mm-hmm. feels like Tamika's not really there for her with the wedding planning and mm-hmm. everything. How do you guys feel about that? Because now, as this show goes on, at first when the season first started, I was kind of Tamika back off of Reagan, but now I understand a lot more where Tamika was coming from, because yeah. Reagan's like, "Where's my friend?" It's like you pushed her away.
Yeah,
in my mm-hmm. opinion, what do you guys think?
I don't understand why she doesn't know, why she's acting so like, "What did I do? You didn't tell her everything. Mm-hmm. You told the other friend first. You weren't calling her. You weren't treating her like yeah. a best friend wants to be treated. Mm-hmm. So when you don't treat, I'm not going to want to be there for you if you're mm-hmm. It can't be selective.
Yeah.
It can't be like, oh, you were so happy in your new relationship, so you didn't need me at the time. But then now you're pregnant and planning stuff, so you need your friends. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It don't work like that.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly my point. You don't get to pick and choose when you want people. This is not a pull and push situation. Yep. Yeah. Like, oh, let me pull you in now because mm-hmm. I want you to be here. Let me push you away because I don't want you to be here. Mm-hmm. And then if that dynamic does happen, you just need to be woman enough to admit, like, hey, I probably did push her away, mm-hmm. and this is probably why. Don't act dumbfounded.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
I think she's kind of that way with Jeff as well, because mm-hmm. we saw, like, oh, they were so open about yeah. everything, and she was sharing everything, even the engagement. She told him mm-hmm. about that, but then when it comes to the pregnancy, now she wants to stop being so transparent, and she's like, I'm not going to tell Jeff, you know mm-hmm. what I mean, about the pregnancy and things
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, that's weird. You guys, I can't put my finger on, like, why that decision was even mm-hmm. made.
I'm sure she knows because it's going to hurt him so badly, and I'm sure she knows that she didn't necessarily want to have kids with him, and that then he's going to figure that out, mm-hmm. and that's a tough pill to swallow.
Yeah, for sure.
However, Reese's advice to Reagan about Tamika mm-hmm. was, like, pretty good. I was like, I don't hate you as much anymore mm-hmm. now. Like, I'm liking this.
Yeah. He does have
he's very
sense.
Helpful.
He
like,
does.
I was like, oh, okay. Yeah.
Like we were saying, I thought he was actually about to go the opposite way mm-hmm. and kind of be like, oh, forget Tamika, because of how he started the conversation, but right. he was just, you know, acknowledging where they were at the point, but yeah. it's like, but you guys are close, you are friends, so like yeah. reach out and talk to her, letting Reagan know also, like, this one's kind of on you.
Yep. Yeah, I liked how he gave, like, both sides of it, like, mm-hmm. you can do everything you can and walk away, or what you should do is, you've been close and you should try to, yeah. you know, make it work, and mm-hmm. I love that. I want that kind of advice from a
right?
guy, because
yeah.
I feel like when,
sound advice.
Yeah, if I talk to all my exes, they're like, are you still talking about your friends? Like, what? I'm like, oh, where's my reset?
Where's my reset?
Right? That should be a new gift. Like, but yeah, so I was surprised at the sound advice that mm-hmm. he kind of gave her.
Yeah.
So that was good. But moving on to Jeff. So she's not going to tell him about the pregnancy. So he's kind of in La La Land, still trying to move on from mm-hmm. everything. And he's having his first big celebration without Reagan mm-hmm. at the house. He's having yeah. a Friendsgiving. And so we know Reagan. We know she is like the queen host,
yeah.
you know, always having all the food there and everything. And now it's Jeff's turn. And I think he wants to show everyone, like, I can stand on my own 2 feet without yeah. Reagan. You yeah. know what I mean? Like, I'm yeah. not just going to fall apart. Like, my friends can come over. We can have a good time. And he assists at the help of Benny Poppins, mm-hmm. who we mostly saw, like, first season. I right. loved Benny Poppins.
Right. Like, and I love that so Jeff cool. came in with his own vision. Like, yeah. I don't mm-hmm. want a traditional Thanksgiving mm-hmm. dinner. I want, why don't we do Cornish hens? You know, he had his own ideas. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was really cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I liked that, well, we all know I love the scarf. but then also that he just went out to the backyard to get the things to put onto the table and the flowers mm-hmm. and everything. So he was just making it work.
It yeah. was Jeff's event.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was. It was. So he has a friend, a mm-hmm. mutual friend mm-hmm. from him and Reagan, which that always gets tough mm-hmm. when you're with someone for a really long time and all the friends end up meshing together.
Yeah.
Then it's like, do you just cut this friendship off yeah. or, you know what I mean? Do you try to work it out? So they have a friend, I think his name was Greg.
Doug.
I would have said yes to either.
Where I got Greg from, and I wrote Doug down. But Doug, so he was Reagan's friend first. They went to college together, but he, you know, took to Jeff, and he's like, he wants to keep that friendship going. He's trying to balance the two of them, so he decides he wants to tell Jeff about Reagan's pregnancy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, I want to pose the question of, do you guys think that was Doug's place? Now, he said because he thought maybe it would come out in conversation at the Friendsgiving.
So let it come out in conversation.
Yeah.
But you don't need to be the one to ring the alarm, right?
Yeah.
Don't rock the boat. You know he's hosting this event. Mm-hmm. This is his first event.
Before they even sit down to eat food, he does this.
I just thought it was so... If I was Jeff, I would probably cut Doug off after that. Because I just felt like it was kind of mean. It was a little mean-spirited.
And yeah. Even though he was trying to be.
I don't know. I find that hard to believe. Mm. Like, I don't think on the surface he was trying to be mean-spirited, but I think somewhere in there that was, like, very mean-spirited.
Mm-hmm. I think a producer.
Because common sense would tell you not to do something. Yeah. That's just stupid.
Even Jeff said it, like, oh, man, why would you tell me this now?
Right.
Here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, because that doesn't really give him time to process it and deal with it. Because, like, the biggest hit he took from that was, she didn't want to have kids with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because it was like... How do you get pregnant so fast?
Right.
You know what I mean? Maybe he was able to deal with, okay, you moved on. Mm-hmm. Okay, fine, cool. But you had a child? You know what I mean?
The sad part was also going back and seeing Reagan, like, say to him, I do want to have your children. But it was clear that, like, she mm-hmm. didn't actually mean, like, what she was saying. She was trying to make him feel better. And, like, my heart just goes out to him. And, like, with all of that, mm-hmm. that would be so difficult.
Definitely.
But, yeah, what's his name?
Doug.
I don't know, whoever came in. He needed to not. Like, no. Yeah. I think a producer was in his ear and was like, it's a great night. There's cameras here. His friends are here to support him. It'll be fine. Mm-hmm. But they were just trying to mix up. Stir the pot.
Yeah, stir the pot.
But maybe it was production. I'm not sure, but I just think it was a stupid idea.
It was terrible because I think
out of the people that were there, I think everyone else would have been adamant with production that they weren't going to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I think Doug was probably only the only person that would be like, okay, and maybe I should tell him. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Because I think Tamika would have been like, well, Tamika already thought he knew, so we'll get to that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think everyone else would have been like, no, we're not going to play this game with him. Right. You know what I mean? I'm not going to do that.
It made for good
TV,
though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it did.
Great TV.
Loved it.
Great TV. So like I said, because Tamika thought that he knew about it. So basically, Doug... Jeff disappears for a little while because he has to process that. Like,
yeah.
He was crying. He was frustrated over it because, like, that's a blow. Like, I feel like I'm low-key getting emotional because that's a hard hit to take.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, like you said, like, she was trying to reassure him, like, I want to have your children. But then at the same time, but now is not the right time.
Right.
And then you pop up, like, less than a year later and you're pregnant. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That means you want it to be. You know
exactly.
what I mean? Because, like, if you were married to Jeff for, what, 7 years, you must have been on birth control or whatever methods were being
trying
used to prevent it. You were adamant about not making it happen.
Right.
And then you just get with this new guy and it's a free-for-all. Like, whatever.
I think the silver lining is this, is that Jeff had his scarf probably to wipe his tears as he was crying in the bathroom. So we do have that at least.
Because he finally comes back to dinner because everyone's mm-hmm. like, where are you?
Yeah. Starving.
Right? And so... Everyone can, the women can feel it because women's intuition is real because the guys are like, what tension?
Yeah.
And Tamika's like, there's tension. Even you see, they pan in on Kelsey and she's like, oh. And then Rachel, everyone, all the women can mm-hmm. feel like, this is awkward.
Yeah.
Like, what's mm-hmm. happening here? And of course, Queen Tamika is the one to bring it up. Like, we're not going to sit at the table like this.
She put her arm up. You're like, what is happening here?
Because what we will not do is have Friendsgiving break bread and we're just not going to talk. What's the situation here?
Yeah,
you know, and Barry's like, what tension? But so, you know, so then Doug has to bring it out that he told him that Reagan was pregnant. And Tamika felt like Jeff already knew.
Mm-mm.
What do you guys...
I don't think he knew.
I don't think he knew either. You
can't have that reaction and unless he, you know, deserves an Emmy.
No. Definitely. But, like, also, Reagan said she wasn't going to tell him, so I don't think... So she didn't tell him, so he did not know.
No.
And I don't even think he suspected anything.
Mm-hmm. But then they cut to that weird thing of him being like, well, it is a little soon, but la, 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 la. And I'm like, what?
Well, I think they were talking about the wedding and the marriage, her getting mm-hmm. married. I think that's what she told him, but I think the buck stopped at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
She stopped... spilling the tea to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, he was even saying, like, she before the engagement, they were trying to do that workout and be friends thing. Mm-hmm. And then after the engagement, she just got really weird. But after the engagement, was also finding out about the pregnancy. Like, well, it kind of happened
To Reagan's credit, I can understand why she stopped talking to Jeff so much. Because mm-hmm. it's like, now you're entering into a marriage yeah. with somebody. So you kind of got to stop talking to your ex.
Yeah, you do have to set boundaries.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like he was saying, he didn't want her to know about the Friendsgiving. So he was like, you know, hiding groceries from her. So mm-hmm. he was already starting also to do some, like, pull back a little bit and not mm-hmm. share as much. And then she was doing the same. And then she ended up not even coming over. Which, yeah, because like, why are you going over there?
Exactly. To get her boots. You know? He said she was coming to pick up boots, and that was what he was worried about. He was like,
knocking the boots. No, I'm just kidding.
Because I'm like, sweetie, you can get a new pair of boots, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, she probably just wanted to go see him. Maybe she wanted to tell him.
And then something happened,
and then she didn't. Or maybe production was like, no, you can't go tell him. We're having a Friendsgiving tonight, and we have a plan for his friend to tell him.
That's the thing, though. Because, like, Jeff is going through a lot. But when you do this in front of cameras, reality TV, mm-hmm. like, these producers, they want the meat. They want the mm-hmm. juiciness. Mm-hmm. And they really will manipulate people and manipulate a situation to work in their favor for the show.
Yeah.
Oh, so mm-hmm. that kind of sucks. Mm-hmm. But what did you guys feel about, like, because with Tamika, like, she was so adamant about, like, no, you knew. And then that's when, like, Jeff kind of, like, blew up, and he's, like, almost flipped the table.
I think Tamika was poking. Like, Tamika, don't be nice.
Unless she was there, and she, like, heard him be told, or, like, knows for a fact that this is a thing, then maybe, because, I mean, why would she just be? But his reaction.
Yeah.
It's just.
I really don't think he knew.
She didn't see that. No, I definitely don't.
Well, she saw him, like.
Yeah, she didn't see. She saw him flip at that point. That's when she's like, oh, maybe he didn't know.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, like, she didn't see his initial reaction.
Yeah, she didn't see his reaction to mm-hmm. the news. So I don't know. I think she was doing too much with that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, she did a little bit too much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think so, too. Ooh, poor Jen.
I've never thrown a plate before, though. It looked kind of fun.
Yeah, that was really bad.
That would have been my cue to leave. Like, it's time to go.
Yeah. I don't know, though. That food looked really good. I would have been like Rachel. Like,
let's talk about his crab mac and cheese.
Yes.
That looked really good.
Crawfish mac and cheese.
Yeah. I think he made that himself.
You think he made it himself?
Mm-hmm. I think so, yeah.
Yeah, they were kind of good. With the help of Barry Poppins, mm-hmm. Benny Poppins.
Mm-hmm. I also learned today that Cornish hens are just small chickens.
Yep.
So mm-hmm. that's all they are, and they're real cute.
They're very juicy.
Oh, cute and juicy.
Well, I was like, why did you pull up the photo of the actual Cornish hen?
Because there's like the animal that we like think is cute, and then there's like, you know, what we eat. They're,
but
like,
now
different.
I feel bad because it was a cute little
one. No, don't feel bad. They're still, no, you're good. You eat your chicken, you're fine. Don't worry about it. You're good. Don't
you're
you worry.
Fine.
You're fine. Just don't get a pet one and you'll be okay.
This girl.
No pet Cornish hen.
But hilarious. Yeah, it would have been like a very awkward situation to be like, oh, party's over, but this food though.
But could I get a doggy bag?
Right. To go? Yeah. So I feel bad for him because he was trying to move on and move forward, and then here comes this to kind of ruin his friend's giving.
Yeah, like, come on. He's trying. He even didn't drink. He was trying so hard for everything to go well.
Yeah,
he had his little one for the 1 week.
Yeah.
He was like, next week he's going to have two weeks sober, or at least 2 weeks not drinking a lot.
Yeah, right. I'm not sure.
Did he say no drinks at all, or?
Maybe without incident.
Well, I think he's trying to stay away from it altogether.
Okay, mm-hmm. So maybe that was like one week sober. So mm-hmm. that was good for him. So, oh man, we'll talk about where we think Jeff is going in predictions in a little bit. But that's just my heart.
I know, it's very sad.
That was heavy.
Yeah,
it was really, really heavy.
We're just saying the same words at the same time, everybody. It's fine.
Speaking of something else that was heavy, I kind of wanted to get into this before we went into Jeff, but let's get into Barry and his son Hunter.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because Hunter had to deal with being pulled over by the police. Mm-hmm. And most of us know, but maybe everyone doesn't know, because sometimes it can be a cultural thing. Like, a lot of African Americans, we have an issue, or, you know, it can be scary and intimidating for us when we are pulled over by the police, especially mm-hmm. for Black men. Mm-hmm. And so Hunter, though, he kind of hasn't had an issue with being pulled over, or an issue with police that would probably put that intimidation in him. His, you know, personally, we mm-hmm. see things on the news and TV, things like that, but sometimes it doesn't affect you until it happens to you
exactly.
personally. But even still, within this incident, he didn't really feel affected. Like, it was okay, actually. This was one of those that went over well. You know, he was speeding. Mm-hmm. You know, he was doing, what, 79 in the 65. Mm-hmm. So he was speeding. Yeah. But it made Barry reflect on his experience with the police, mm-hmm. you know, and kind of making him have the talk with Hunter, you know, about how to kind of react to the police. And mm-hmm. like, he was telling him, like, you don't mouth off. And then he goes on to talk to Justin and John about it, too. Like, they all had a conversation, and Justin made the point of, like, his father would tell him, you don't go back and forth with the police, because mm-hmm. you're going to lose 10 times out of 10.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How did you guys feel about, like, that whole scene with Barry talking to Tamika and Barry also talking to the guys about that?
Yeah, I think that Barry brought up a good point. Barry and Justin both brought up a good point. You can't really go back and forth with them. Mm-hmm. If you feel like they're being inappropriate or they're doing something that's not legal, mm-hmm. you have to deal with it. It's best to deal with it on the back end, mm-hmm. because that's what your goal is, to get through that interaction alive. Mm-hmm. So you need to handle that on the back end. If you need to engage an attorney, mm-hmm. do that. But your goal, especially as a black man, is to get through the interaction mm-hmm. with the police alive.
Yeah.
And that's not to say every police officer is bad, but just like John Moody's analogy about the snakes.
I was like, whoa.
At first I was like, where is he, like, going, where's he going with this? But yeah. It worked. There's, you know, you might have 10 snakes and two of them are venomous and the other eight are okay, mm-hmm. you're still not going to put your hand in that right. bowl
with the snakes, because
you don't know which one is venomous and which one is not, mm-hmm. and the non-venomous snakes are not doing anything to the venomous ones,
right? Yeah,
you know? So mm-hmm. it's kind of like best to stay away, keep your hands clean, and
yeah,
and just, you know, try to deal with it the best way mm-hmm. you can.
It's not okay, it needs to change. Like, I don't understand how someone can think differently of somebody sitting in a car. I don't understand. Mm-hmm. That's my, like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
I do and I don't. Like, I don't. It's like, it's yeah. it's like not that, fair. And yeah. it needs to change. And something needs, it just has mm-hmm. to change.
Because, like, with Barry's experience, his experience was when he was 25. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So he said, like, he could see how Hunter, you know, is oblivious to it, because he didn't right. experience it himself till he was 25. But he was pulled over, and I guess having, you know, a nice car at the time, doing well for himself as a young man. And the officer felt like, oh, you don't play sports, you're not a professional athlete, how do you afford this car?
But that's,
you
know, not okay.
That's not okay.
Why like, is that allowed? I don't yeah. understand.
It's not okay. They do it all the time. Mm-hmm. If it's just a traffic violation, can I get my ticket and go on? You're going to question me about the car I'm driving and things like that. And then you make people nervous. And then Justin's experience is just kind of crazy. He said he was 17 and he gets pulled over by the police, and he looks up in his rear view and sees, like, there's guns drawn already. Mm-hmm. They haven't even approached him yet.
Why?
It's crazy.
It's the way it goes.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Unfortunately. Yeah. It shouldn't.
But to, you know, John Moody's point, like you said, like, we kind of, not all cops are bad, but the interaction is like, but we don't know. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But yeah, that was kind of a heavy scene too, just to see them talk about it and everyone have an experience that, mm-hmm. that they can share, which I think is unfortunate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We wish it was the other way around, where we're saying, oh, I'm sorry you went through that. I don't, you know what I mean? I can't relate, but it's always that, well, here's my, yeah. you know what I mean? Situation. Everyone can always sit and talk about it, which is unfortunate.
I'm glad Hunter's experience was okay.
Yeah, was okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Backtracking a little bit to the dinner, mm-hmm. Christina Franklin hopped in the comments on the live chat, and she said the friend Doug was out of line and out of order for disclosing at the dinner party. He mm-hmm. should have known better.
Yeah.
And I agree.
Yeah, I agree too. Because, yeah, like you said, because at first I was feeling like, well, maybe just at another time if he had pulled him, you know what I mean? Just told him later, not at the Friendsgiving. But mm-hmm. then, like you said, maybe just let it come out. He's a big mm-hmm. boy. He's going to hear it anyway, right? So just let him handle it and hear it when it comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Just let it happen. So, yeah, I agree. Doug was out of line.
I'm sitting here still so mad about the cop stuff and the pulling. I'm just sitting here fuming. I'm so angry right now.
I don't know. It slipped. Like, I have my order of the topics, and it kind of slipped because, like, I would rather end on the Jeff situation. But that's
more about
right.
his scarf.
Talk about the scarf.
It was 10. I want to know where he got it. I want to know if it was washed. I need to know everything about it.
It was a wonderful scarf. It almost got set on fire.
Yeah.
<you know? laughs>
He was trying to get it together with the scarf.
It was a scarf and then the chest out, which was like, yes, that's how you wear a scarf.
Right.
If you're going to wear a scarf.
No other way to wear it.
Right? Mm-hmm. But okay, let's go ahead and move on to our other segments. Let's get into our news and gossip.
Yes. All right. So, I was waiting for the intro, but...
news and gossip. Thank you.
There it is. All right. So you guys know Tamika. I follow her on Instagram, mm-hmm. but she has been killing it lately. Mm. She showed up to the Bravo headquarters in New York City, killing it in this ensemble. The skirt is from Angelique Boutique in New Orleans, mm-hmm. and the top is from the brand ALC. But she's just murdering it on the streets. Mm. Work, Tamika. Work. Okay, and then Tamika. She was also.
Oh, love this dress.
Yes. So we didn't get to watch the Watch What Happens Live mm-hmm, because yeah. we're obviously yeah. filming right now. But that's the outfit she's wearing tonight, and I'm just so in love with it. Mm-hmm. Katie brought it to my attention.
Them feathers.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. The dress is by Sherry Hill, and it's just she's just killing it.
Yeah,
she's just glowing up this yeah. week. I mean, she's always gorgeous, but especially
stepping out a little bit more. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Especially so this week. So shout out to Tamika Lee, kill it, girl, kill it. All right, so. You guys know what's been trending on social media this week, right? The old face challenge. Jeff got in on the old face challenge. God. He kind of looks like Mr. Rogers.
I'm dying. Oh, my God.
He looks like Mr. Rogers.
Oh, my goodness.
And I just feel like that fits him so well. Like, I feel like he's going to age very well.
Yeah.
The neck.
Because I've seen some are like, ooh.
Yeah, some are not so good. I feel like he looks good as an old guy.
You do?
Yeah. He doesn't look bad. He looks like somebody that aged gracefully.
He looks so happy, though. Mm-hmm. So happy to be old.
He is very happy to be old. All right, and so Reagan, Miss Reagan, she is showing off her new baby Reese on IG.
Name that baby Reese.
She posted the picture on her Instagram story. And she was out and about with the baby as well.
He's so cute.
Aww. Motherhood looks good on her. She looks great. And her snapback is like boom shakalaka. Mm-hmm. Like, what pregnancy, what baby.
And a crop top.
And a crop top. Cleavage showing. Go ahead, girlfriend.
The baby's like, what, like 2 months of that?
She looks great.
Is that Reese?
No.
Is that Benny Poppins?
Oh, is that him?
It looks like Benny Poppins.
Okay.
Benny Poppins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would need the bow tie for the...
Yeah, right. he doesn't have his whole ensemble on, but yeah. She's killing it. So shout out to Reagan and Reese and baby Reese. She's a beautiful little girl.
Yeah, she's real cute.
She is really cute.
Real cute.
So that's it for news and gossip this week. Just wanted to highlight some of the fabulousness happening with the cast members of New Orleans, Southern Charm New Orleans. So
let's hop into our other special segment of our Charm of the Week.
Let's do it. Charm of the Week is where we charm our favorite cast member of the show of the week. Mm-hmm. Who you go?
Okay.
I always go first, so I'm going to throw it to you.
Okay. I am going to charm...
Oh, she didn't have it ready. She got to think about that charm.
Here it comes. I'm going to charm Jeff.
Okay. He deserves it.
For making the crawfish macaroni and cheese. Because I didn't know crawfish macaroni and cheese was a thing, and it looked really good.
It did look good.
Even the friend, what's the young lady's name? Rachel.
Rachel.
She kept eating even after Jeff.
Right through the plate.
That
like, was he a didn't good throw
indicator
plate.
that mac and cheese was on here.
Yes.
Okay? She didn't flinch.
She didn't.
She made that, and then she kept eating. So that's a good indicator. So Jeff might have that flick in his wrist.
Okay, he might
have that flick in his wrist. What about you, Miss Katie?
I think, and it's shocking because I'm not the biggest fan. I'm going to give it to Reese.
Sound advice to
his wife for wife to be. I mean, that's the kind of advice I'm looking for in a significant other.
Okay.
Caring, best of both worlds. You know, 10 out of 10, Reese. Yeah. I like kind of liked the goofy painting. Like I was like,
Oh, you like that too, huh?
I can see me dating a Reese type, which is weird.
Whoa.
So it's like everything, I'm coming around here, guys. You're joking.
Oh, my God.
Like, this is my first reaction was like,
what just happened?
I don't know. He's fun.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
What about you?
My charm is going to go to John Moody for being able to cook. Because if you look at John, he just looks like he is so into himself. You know what I mean? He seems to me like the guy that would expect the woman to cook and to do everything. And he's just going to stand there and be pretty. But no, he can throw down in the kitchen a little bit. Lamb chops look a little tough. Small. But it's okay.
Because the flavor must have been good.
Yes. Justin and Barry, they were like, this is good. So, you know, I can admire a man that can, like, also cook, especially if he's kind of has that, like, pretty boy persona about him.
Mm-hmm. We were wondering where the veggies were, though, but you said
there was some asparagus. Yeah. It was a little sad and limp, though, like it had been in the oven a little bit too long. And I'm sure nobody
This is also one of the time they were having the conversation, so maybe they just, you know, got so much into what they were talking about, they might have forgotten about the
asparagus.
But he's my charm of the week, because I like that. I think that adds more attraction to him.
Is it an interview look where he was wearing a pink turtleneck and then a jacket over it with a chain? Was that a thing today, or am I imagining it?
Or maybe it was cooking.
I can't wait till next week with the neon number he's got going on.
He loves a turtleneck moment.
Well, let's go ahead and get into next week and get into our predictions about next week. Mm-hmm.
Let's do it.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Prediction. I'm going to go first.
Okay. Get it, girl.
So my prediction slash hope is that Justin realizes what situation he's in. And I heard him having a discussion with his mom about his concern about Kelsey having some control issues. So my hope is that he realizes really what it is and he walks away. I'm not saying one party is right and the other is wrong, but they're just not compatible. They don't work.
I'm so afraid they're going to end up engaged. And then, like,
is that your prediction? My prediction is that they'll break up.
But, I mean, what if they did? Like, it just wouldn't...
It wouldn't last. Like I said, it would not last.
I definitely don't think they would make it to the altar.
No way.
They might make it to the altar. I don't think they'll make it, like, long-term.
She'll be nagging him as she walks down.
For his sake. Just walk away. Because she's annoying.
Yeah. I totally forgot the little excerpt at the end, but I'm really looking forward to that neon turtleneck. I'm all about the fashion today, clearly. The scarves, the turtlenecks, you know, I can't wait to see it, see the abs underneath it. I'm ready for it. Bring it, Moody. Yeah. Bring it!
Christine Franklin said that Jeff looked like Mr. Rogers with the comb over.
I'm done.
You really did a little bit.
Good night, we're out.
Go ahead.
Let me get my predictions. I'm hoping that Jeff is still talking with his therapist. I'm hoping that he goes to see the therapist after this, because it was kind of a to be continued. So, of course, next week is going to pick up with, like, the aftermath of his flip out. He's not drunk, thank God, because I can only imagine how bad this could have gone if he was under the influence. So I'm just hoping that people are able to calm him down. Tamika kind of takes a step back and realizes, like, oh, well, maybe he didn't know and isn't so pushy. And then after that, that he seeks help. Because that's, like I said, that's a hard hit to take. Yeah. And so I'm hoping that he goes to his therapist. That's my prediction.
He'll talk it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Alrighty then, we will see, I guess, next week how everything unfolds. That comb over thing just popped in my head again. Make sure you guys join us here next week to talk about next week's episode.
Yes.
Once again, you guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at ElMarieTV.
You guys can find me on Instagram at Ms. Ashley Marie.
And you can find me everywhere at Little Baby Kate. So make sure to check out my podcast. See you next Tuesday.
Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.